Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive the art of persuasion aided by metaphors from the wild as depicted in Sangam literary work Natrinay 325 penned by Madurai Karulaviyang Kuttanar. Set in the drylands of Palay, the verse speaks in the voice of the confidant to the man, requesting him to give up his intention to part away from the lady. கவிதலை என்கின் பருவூ மயிர் ஏற்றை இறைதேர் வேட்கையின் இரவில் போகி நீடு செயல் சிதலைத்தோடு புனைந்து எடுத்த அறவாள் புற்றம் ஒளிய ஒய்யென முறவாய் வள்புகிர் இடப்ப வாங்கும் ஊக்கு அருங்கவலை நீந்தி மற்று இவள் பூப்போல் உன்கண் புதுநலம் சிதைய வீங்கு நீர் வாரக் கண்டும் தகுமோ பெரும தவிர்கனும் செலவே. Opening with the words Kavidalai Yengin Paruvu Mayir Yetre, meaning a thick-haired male bear with its bent head, conjures for us the image of a bear prowling about, its head low. The phrase Iraidher Vetkai clarifies the bear is on and about with a wish to search for food. Sidalai Thodu talks about a swarm of termites and Aravaal Putram, their mounds where snakes take to living, as we have already encountered in Natrinay 125. When we see the words Veenganeer Vara Kandum, meaning even after seeing copious tears, talks about the reaction of someone to another in a deep sorrow. The verse ends with Tavirganum Selave, presenting the crystal clear words, avoid your journey, in a direct manner. The man and lady had been leading a happy married life when the man felt compelled to part with the lady in search of wealth. Thinking the lady would be unable to bear if he were to tell her directly, the man confides his intention to the confidant. Hearing his word, she replies saying, urged by its desire for prey, the thick-furred male of a bear roams at night, its head bent low, reaching snake-dwelling mounds built by termite swarms. Over a long time, the bear quickly breaks the curved top with its sharp claws and sucks out the termites within. Such is the dangerous and difficult to cross path, and you intend to traverse them, leaving her flower-like cold-streaked eyes to pour copious tears, ruining her new beauty. Is it right that you part away, O Lord? Please defer your journey. With these words, the confidant, citing the ruin it would bring upon the lady, urges the man to give up his intention to part away, to seek wealth. Time to delve into the details. The confidant starts by taking us to a jungle at night, and before us looms the image of a bear. Its thick, unkempt hair is pointed out to us, as well as the way it walks stealthily with its head bent. What's on the bear's mind? Food, what else? Asks the confidant. The bear then nears a termite mound, and almost in a philosophical tone, the confidant says that this has not been raised in a day, but has taken ages for the termites to build, along with their kith and kin. With search engines on our side in this modern age, we can put a number to the mentioned long time. I learned that termites take 4 to 5 years to build their mounds, and indeed that's labor for long. Returning to the verse, so sturdy these mounds are that even snakes seem to prefer the same as their abode. But snakes or not, our bear is no way shaken off its desire to feed on these termites. After nearing the mound, the bear gets to work, breaking the top of the mound with its sharp claws, and then, as we've seen in another poem, the bear perhaps sucks out the termites for its meal. The confidant has brought in this entire scene from the jungle only to say that the man will have to pass through such dangerous paths in his journey to seek wealth. From where the man would go, the confidant turns to what would happen to the lady when the man indeed parts away. She talks about how the flower-like coal eyes of the lady will shower a downpour of tears, and how all this will ruin her new beauty. She finally asks the man how he could leave the lady in such a state, and tells him point blank to give up the journey. Rewinding to that jungle scene, we find that the description of a bear destroying a termite mound that has been raised after a long time is a metaphor for how the man with his intention to seek wealth is destroying the happy married life that the man and lady have built after much struggle, highlighting how this will bring ruin to the lady's health and beauty. A verse that once again echoes not only the fragility of a woman as perceived by these ancients, but also the thoughtfulness of a man in considering the happiness of his beloved. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.